What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. Amen. To be quickened from the dead, to be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power.
Its little bodies are twisting and legs are jumping and so forth. Excuse the expression, you young women. But when it does, it's got life muscles are jerking. But when it comes to the earth, the first thing, it catches its breath, and there is a spiritual body of nature to come into that baby right then.
Amen.
Let it alone. It'll take...
Greetings, saints. Happy to be in the house of the Lord. Could we just stand and have a word of prayer? Invite the presence of our God and our King, the lover of our soul. Almighty God, it's always a privilege, Lord, and an honor to be able to come before your throne, Lord, in all things. Lord, I just pray that you'd bless this service tonight, dear God. Just give us the strength we each one need, Lord. Father, just help us and watch over us and be with us in a special way, Lord. Lord, most importantly, may we be able to leave this place, Lord, better than how we came in. Better in your eyes, Lord, not in ours. Father, I pray you just anoint each person tonight. Just give us a strength, Lord, like we haven't felt in a long time, Lord. Like that scripture says that we can mount up with wings as eagles and fly, and we can run and not be weary, Lord God. May we feel that way tonight, Lord, as we sing these songs of praise back to you, our God and our King. Bless this service tonight, Lord. Be with each one, Lord, of our brothers and our sisters around the world. Lord, you're such a good God, and it's so wonderful, Lord, to be able to know you. Forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings and our mistakes, Lord. And Father, tonight may our thoughts be upon you, Lord, and the things of God. Help us to set aside all the other thoughts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask these things. Amen. Could you turn with me in your Bible, the book of Psalms? I want to read the last psalm tonight, Psalms 150. It's a good psalm. Everybody practically knows it by heart. There's a couple key words in it that get repeated over and over again. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. Isn't that a powerful thing? Powerful statement. Amen. Let's sing this song, "On the Wings of a Snow White Dove." I believe it's in the key of C. Do we start with the verse?
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, but he searched for land when very on the wings of a dove.
Aren't you thankful for that?
On the wings of a snow white dove, God sent His pure, sweet love.
Oh, a sign from above,
on the wings of
fountain. Amen. I thank God for that fountain. Where's it drawn from? Emmanuel's veins. Amen. And sinners, they plunge beneath that flood to loose all their guilty stains. Amen. Not just a few, but all. Aren't you thankful for that?
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinner's blood beneath that blood loose all their guilty stain. Loose all their guilty stain. Loose all their guilty stain.
Thank you, Lord.
Rejoice to see that fountain in his day,
as did I, amen.
And there may I, though vile as he,
for that,
till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. Oh,
Aren't you thankful for that stream? Amen. Can we play that song, Let Go and Let God, in the key of F? Do you want to let go and let God have His wonderful way? Amen. Have a deacon come up and pray over the tithes and the offerings. We have an announcement as well tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at the Campbell household. We're having a youth meeting. So yeah, if you're going to attend, please pray about it before you come. And if you're not going to attend, please also pray about it, because we need your prayers. Amen. Come on up, brother.
We'd just like to bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You knowing, Lord, that You mean all things to us, Lord, and we sure do appreciate You, Lord. We thank You for Your kindness and Your love and Your mercy to us, Lord. We appreciate You letting us be here and just enjoying the fellowship with You, Lord. We just know it is good to walk with You, Lord, and we want to do it always, so we just ask You just come and just do a special work in us tonight, Lord, and let it be, Lord, just to carry us forward, Lord, in the days ahead. We just look forward to these things, Lord, and we know, Lord, that we just can't find words, Lord, for how much we love You and how much we appreciate You. So we just ask You to, Lord, that You would just bless these tithes and offers now for Your storehouse. We love You now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I also wanted to announce that there's two anniversaries. I believe that Brother Don and Sister Lauren Gergel's anniversary is today, October 4th. And Brother Jonathan Watkins and his wife, Sister Martha's anniversary is tomorrow on the 5th. Is that right, Sister Debbie? So I want to remember them in prayer, each one. And joyful thing to be able to enjoy an anniversary with your spouse. Amen. Well, let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrow will vanish. Let God have His way. Amen. Is that the desire of your heart? Amen. Could we try and sing this song in the key of F? Do you want to let the Word be born in the manger of your heart and let it live in you and just let it start? Amen. Such a beautiful song. Well, let your Word be born in the manger of my heart. Let it live in me. Let it start. Live inside this house of clay and mold it every day. Resurrection. See if I have enough juice in my phone to get the words to that. There we go. It says A flat, so I guess it's G. It says the words, you know, I'm going up, I'm going up, I'm going up when? In the first resurrection. I know y'all know this song. Well, I'm going up. Come on now. I'm not going to mess this up, I promise. I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up in the first resurrection. I'm going up. I'm going up. Going up with the Lord. They'll be coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north, coming from the south. But I'm going up, I'm going up, I'm going up with the Lord. Can you clap with me now? Well, I'm going up,
with the Lord. They'll be coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north, coming from the south. But I'm going up, hallelujah, I'm going up, I'm going up with the Lord.
Get some old time religion. Amen. I think it's the key of G. Well, it's that old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it, and that's the reason people fear it. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Make you stop your lying. It'll make you save you when you're dying. It's good enough for. Let's try it again. It'll make you stop your lying. It'll save you when you're dying. It'll start the devil flying. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Well, it's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings me from undercover. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Well, it was good in the fiery furnace. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for our fathers. Good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Love everybody. Good enough for me. It will do when I am dying. Aren't you glad for that? Dying. It will do when I am dying. Good enough for me. It will make things all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. Good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Amen. You want the same kind of religion that Jesus Christ had. Amen. Where it can raise the dead, give sight to the blind, heal. That's the kind of a God that I want to serve. Amen. Amen. Are you ready for the word tonight? We have the words to that song, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait, in the key of F. Are you waiting upon the Lord? Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their
their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be.
Make a few quick announcements right before you're seated. I don't know if they were already made. No, it's a prayer request. Want to just remind the young people that we have a youth meeting this Thursday at the Campbells. That's tomorrow night at 6:30. Catch it the weekend. Praise the Lord. So we have a senior youth gathering at the Campbells on tomorrow evening at 6:30. Now, also, I want to give you a reminder about our Sunday school class drama that's coming up on the 18th. That's a Wednesday night this month, October the 18th. It's a reminder of parents because we will only have two more rehearsals. There'll be full dress rehearsals, both of them on Sunday afternoons at 2:30. The one will be this Sunday, October 8th, and then next Sunday, October 15th, and that'll be at 2:30. And so we'll have that, and then the production is the following Wednesday on the 18th. So please, I hope that you're practicing, amen, their lines at home, because they definitely don't have them all, and we only have two more practices. Amen. Harvest Festival. We've decided to move it forward by a weekend. So instead of, let me not say it that way in case you'd get confused. It's going to be on the first Saturday in November. And amen. So that would be November 4. Everybody got that? November 4 is our Harvest Festival, Lord willing, unless the rapture comes. And if it comes, then we'll have a spring festival in the air. Amen. Resurrection festival in the air. And but otherwise, if we're still here, amen, fighting the fight of faith, then we will be out in the country at Brother Matt's home, and that's on November 4 on a Saturday. Amen. Everybody got it? Anybody got any questions? All right, good. Let's turn into our Bibles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want any questions when I'm getting ready to preach. Have questions afterward. Amen. I want to turn in the scriptures to John's gospel, and I want to look in chapter 16, and we're going to catch verse at verse 12, and we'll just catch two verses. Yeah, let's just start here. What I should have done, I should have probably started you. Give me one moment. I want to just make the right decision here and start in the right place. Let me back you up. No, we're going to stay right here. All right. St. John 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, this is a person, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Master, we thank you now for your word, these divinely revealed and inspired truths. We know, Lord, that they are vital in this hour that we live. And Father, tonight you see the burden of the word for the people that is upon my heart. Lord, I'm just committing it to you. There's nothing more I can do. I've pondered it and thought about it and pondered it and thought about it and studied it. And Lord, it seemed that that to try to study it, it just seemed so elusive to me. So all I can do is just try to express my heart's burden. And I am trusting you now that you'll make it clear to the people. We commit it to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. You can be seated. We have only one written request here. So if you have one, you'll gather that. And we will make sure we catch that at the end. Now, I want to read you another verse, and if you can put it up for me, Brother George, St. John 14, and we will catch verses 15 through 17. St. John 14, 15 through 17. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Isn't that beautiful? even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now, isn't that amazing? This is the Spirit of truth. It doesn't even say the Spirit of trials and tribulations, the Spirit of hardship, the Spirit of persecution. Jesus is actually using probably the most desirable thing in a way that to describe it is to say, you know, there's a truth that's coming. There's a Spirit of truth that will come, but the world cannot receive it because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, I want you just to bear with me. I'm not going to preach long tonight, but I just want to try to deliver my heart to you. I spoke a message at the Tennessee men's meeting on Sunday morning, and I called it the Great Age of Lying. And I'm not really re-preaching that, but I do have a few aspects from that I think that when I was preaching that sermon, I was feeling the burden for this one. So it's hard to explain, but even when I finished that sermon, even though I had quite a number of comments when it was over and since then, emails and texts and phone calls, and I enjoyed preaching it, but it just seemed like that when I left the pulpit, I still felt this burning down inside my heart. And whenever that happens, I already know I'll end up, I'm not finished, the Holy Ghost isn't done, and it just has really not hit the nail on the head, at least for the burden that was in my heart, although I'm sure it accomplished its purpose there in Tennessee. Perhaps the brothers who were there would agree with that. Amen. I believe that sermon accomplished its purpose. But I just want to borrow from that sermon a thought, because I think it'll help me get to the real burden of my heart tonight. And I took how that We realize that the Scripture had prophesied in 2 Thessalonians, and we don't have to turn to read it, but it talks about how that one would come, and he would be very wicked, and he would be revealed at the end time, and how that whose coming is after the working of Satan, and with all power. And this was what caught my attention, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So when you think of the term lying wonders, we're not just talking merely about what somebody is saying. You can tell a lie, but then you can also portray something in your life. You can do some action that you are intending for someone to take a certain understanding from. But you yourself know that you're really just faking them out. That you're actually, your action is a manipulation to get them to believe you. Because what you're going to say to them is maybe not necessarily enough to convince them. And so you're going to go through some motions. And actually, you're going to be given, I want you to realize that the beast system of the last day is going to come with a power, the Bible says, and there will be actual signs, and there will be wonders. Amen. But the wonders will be in support of a lie. Amen. You're with me? So now, and then if you think, well, how in the world does he get power? You know, first of all, we realize that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. It's not that, you know, you say, well, I thought Jesus stripped him. What Jesus stripped him of, what Jesus took from him was you. So he has no more power over you. And that's why Jesus could say, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. Amen. And so we realize that his authority over God's family has been stripped from him. Amen. He death, hell, and the grave was taken from him. The authority over those regions. The authority over taking God's family to those regions, because he had always been able to do that. While it's granted that they were in a separate paradise, but yet they could not go into the presence of God, no matter how holy they had been. Moses, Elijah, none of them were able to go into the presence of God until Christ. Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, all of them. They had to wait in that paradise land that was in the lower regions of the earth. And Jesus went down there and stripped Satan of those keys of death, hell, and the grave, and removed all of his authority over God's family forever. And so we realize then that he has power. He can possess people. They can go out of their mind. He can bring up storms and hurricanes and tornadoes. That's all a collection of evil spirits. And as Brother Branham described it to us, it was demons riding the winds and waves that night that tried to drown the disciples while Jesus was asleep. And then another time while he was still in the mountain praying and hadn't left with them. But we realize that when Jesus came, he was giving a demonstration. He was exercising his power over the power of the devil when he said to the winds and to the waves, and they recognized that they were under the word of the prince of the power of the air, and they were tumultuous, and they were trying to kill God's family. But then, because a king overrules a prince, now a king came and speaks and says, "Peace, be still." And the winds and the waves obey him because they know the voice of a higher authority. So we realize that even the power of sin in the world, that even affects the animal kingdom. We can talk about the power, or I should rather say the nature that wild animals are under. Brother Branham comes to a field and here's a bull that had already killed people. In fact, it hadn't been very long. It had killed a man recently. And Brother Branham, forgetting that, heads across the field to pray for a sick person, and comes and just crests the little hill, and there is the bull. No way to run. No possibility. And he did the first sensible human thing. He reached for his firearm, but he'd left it in the truck. And so now, here he is in a place where here is God's prophet, and there's no all possibility of him surviving this.